Oh, you would just play. Pay attention. No,
just do it. Just do it.
3, 2, 1. And it's different theme music this week and everything because it's only a mini episode. We have no guests. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Nerd AF Show. It's me. I'm Vince. I'm usually behind the recorder, not really talking, but I'm here running the show with Richard Williams and Hugh Johnson this week.
Yo, yo, yo.
We're talking all MCU all the time.
Yeah, in honor of Marvel's Avengers Infinity War coming out this week.
This week, a few days.
Yeah.
A couple days.
Thursday, Friday.
We could definitely say Thursday, April, Friday.
Right.
We can't say how many days because we're not sure when the episode is coming out. On the board this week, we still have the board even without a guest. We're going to start out with the Week in Geek, and then we're going to go to at Nerd AF Show, where we talk to answer a couple of the questions we've gotten on social media, and then a segment that we're calling "Fuck James Cameron." Although I don't think that sentiment is totally shared by everybody at the table.
Fuck James Cameron. Come on. All
right. That was Richard. I fuck James Cameron.
Fuck-ish James Cameron is going to be the name of that one.
See Terminator.
And Titanic. I'll watch Titanic.
Titanic.
Sorry. And then we're going to look back at our favorite MCU moments over the last 10 years and then get deep into Infinity War before a game. So, let's start out with Week in Geek. Richard, what have you been geeking out on this week?
Excited about the new God of War. It came out this past Thursday, Friday. Super excited about that. I'm still holding off.
People are saying good things. Very good things.
They are saying good things.
Yeah, and they said like the way they portray Norse myth, because it's not Greek myth anymore. It's Norse myth.
Right, I know. I'm really excited about that.
It's very good.
And I'm excited that it's him and his son.
Right.
And how it's showing that he's a father and that you may not understand your child, and your child may do something in a different way, but it doesn't mean that it's wrong.
Right.
So I can't wait to explore that.
It seems like a different side to Kratos. As we've only seen him like ripping heads off. Right, chopping heads off, having sex off screen in the spare time. Like
it was like you racking up coins.
Right.
I'm just saying, he got a little humanity,
right?
So, but I think
PS4 guys, come on.
I'm sitting on PS4. The Xbox only. I'm like, what am I missing in the PlayStation world?
Spider-Man, baby.
Uncharted are your guys'. You guys got that on?
Hey,
lock, huh?
I love that, but I'm really excited about. I don't know if you saw it on IGN. The creator of this is literally start crying.
He's crying, yeah.
Because he's like, oh, God, it's so well-received. He was so worried
yeah.
about this, and that just touches my heart.
That kind of passion.
I saw that on Kotaku, yeah. The creator was literally in tears.
Yeah, it made me, I got G.I. Joe, the movie, and I'm really excited about that.
I saw you share that on your Facebook, the opening. I was like, I forgot how violent that opening was.
It was really... That wasn't that bad.
People are being blown apart by machine guns and shit while they're paratrooper.
They were robots. You could kill robots.
This is back in the Tom and Jerry era.
Yeah. Hey, I was 13. Do not do the math. I was 12 or 13 years old.
In the Tom and Jerry era.
It was like, no.
I love it.
God, I hate you.
Hugh, what have you been geeking out on this
week?
It's
been a sports week, man. I'm sorry.
I love sports.
It's NBA and NHL playoffs. I know that's like geeky stuff, but that's where my focus has been on, so sorry.
Hockey tattoos on my person. So.
I've been watching LeBron James do his best.
All right.
I've been watching the Avalanche here. They just got eliminated, but... Andrew Hammond had a hell of a game Friday.
It was very cool to see tickets become suddenly unaffordable at the Pepsi Center.
Even in
this freelance mode that I've, or in the last couple of months, I've been able to afford Avalanche tickets, and suddenly everybody wanted one.
Right. But actual geeky thing here, We just bought a Nintendo Switch yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Sunday.
Dylan talked about it so Dylan much on the last episode.
Yeah. So we got Mario Kart 8. We got the new Sonic game. I forget what it's called. And we got Super Mario Odyssey as well. So nice. Excited for that. Really excited for Super Mario Odyssey. Also, went to that Toys R Us. They're going out of business. So huge sales there, unfortunately. But got Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, which is like a Dragon Ball MMO. They just released Ultra Instinct Goku, so I had to get it. You know, you really can't touch that guy when he's in Ultra Instinct. And Marvel vs. Capcom Infinity something? I don't know. But one of those games, I'm going to probably do Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Mega Man all on one team and just dominate the competition.
Oh, my God.
But I'll have to get Dante, and I think they got Strider Hiryu on it. I'm not quite sure. I see a guy that looks kind of like Strider, but who knows.
I got to get action figures. I forgot that Toys R Us was boom.
Right.
But yeah, I got to get the Silver Surfer.
You got to get there, man.
I got to go get him.
So we got that tax refund money in, so that's what we're spending. So got the kiddo a nice little PJ Masks car. She loves it. Oh, and awesome. Also, I wanted a WWE belt, but couldn't drop the $100 for it.
It'll come down.
I know.
Wait it out. I have a friend who's a toy collector, and I guess he's like a semi-professional, like YouTube sensation toy collector named Zeron Zephyr. He does a lot of Comic Cons and stuff. If you happen to listen to the show, come on, dude, Robert. But
please,
yeah. But he's been posting a lot of stuff to Facebook about clearing out North Carolinian and South Carolinian Toys R Us's because he's like a very aggressive collector, and he's just been like the booty that he's been coming back with, and apparently it's also causing a stir with everybody else who, you know, wants something.
Toys R Us, right?
No, it's crazy. Like if you want like certain things, because there are certain action figures, of course I want. Like people will go there. Say if it's just coming out and it comes out tomorrow. Those people will fucking camp out and buy almost everything. And you're like, wait a minute, it came out today. And they're just like, no, this one person came here and cleared out everything. That sucks.
Yeah, that's bad.
I just want one.
It's like ticket scalpers and all that sort of thing. Like, just buy a bunch of tickets to your favorite concert or buy your favorite shoes. And then just turn around and resell it for, like, you know, 500% more. It's ridiculous.
I think it's I just want to say one thing.
Say all you want.
Okay, no, just like G.I. Joe, the movie, I have to say this because it was like that time period. It was full of wrestlers, like Sergeant Slaughter.
Is in the movie.
And like a freaking like basketball, like one guy's like, yeah, I'm going to jump shot, like in the movie. And I was like, oh my God, this movie is all about wrestling. And like freaking basketball has dominated this G.I. Joe movie. So anyway, I wanted to tell Hugh that. Freaking Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, Sarge.
Who voiced himself in the cartoon. I'm just saying. All right, I'm done.
Listen up, maggots.
That was pretty awesome.
That's cool. That's cool stuff. I mean, I know The Rock is in the new G.I. Joe. Like one of them.
We don't talk about that. Can we talk about The Rock being in the new Rampage? Because I really want to see the new Rampage.
Like, it's not time for plugs, but shout out The Rock real quick. We have to shout
out.
We just got to shout it out real quick. Apparently, a girl in at a high school in Minnesota asked him to the prom. And he wasn't able to go. He's like shooting a new film. Aww. But he rented out a theater in her hometown, like 232 seats, and a screening of Rampage, paying for all the soda, the candy, the popcorn, told all her and all her friends to go and catch the movie. Like, he's got to love The Rock. Dude is larger than life at this point.
Right. Yeah, for real.
Couldn't be happier for him. Like, that's our boy. Like, don't forget it.
The Rock is very cool Instagram follow, too. Right. If you don't follow him already, go follow him. He's always posting. Like, he shoots selfies with people who come up to introduce themselves to him regularly. Like, he makes a big deal out of his fans saying
that. Right.
Yeah, I really
He truly is the people's champion, even though I'm a Cena fan.
So you're truly blockers.
Yes. Get it, John.
about that. Tell me about that when you see it.
I loved him in Trainwreck. Can I just? I know that's been a while.
But, oh God, it's been a while.
Yeah, he was really funny. He was way more funny than LeBron. Let's just,
I don't know. LeBron, it's on the Blu-ray shelf over there. I'll have to give it a screen sometime again. Yeah. Rampage was my geeky thing. This week, my lady and nice. I, we have a one-year-old, so we don't get out of the house a whole lot. But this week, our date night was to 1UP Arcade. Shout out to them on Colfax Ave, where we just spent a few hours lovingly playing every single old video arcade game that we loved from back in the day. And she had never played Rampage.
What?
And the line was too long, so she has yet to play Rampage. So we're going to, go play it and then go see the movie sometime very soon.
I know we haven't done the Rad Dad podcast, but aren't those, like, date nights the best?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, watching Black Panther with my girlfriend, like, she was so excited. We got out of the house. Yeah. Like, it's a cool movie. Like, you get to see Black Panther kick ass. You get to see the new, what is that little remote control thing she does where she can, like, he can throw, like, a little sensor on something and automatically makes it cockpit
drive the car. Like, yeah, it just it mimics the car.
Much cooler tech than fucking Tony Stark has. Exactly. By the way.
Anything cooler than Tony Stark has. Speaking of which, I just saw what was it?
The Rad Dad podcast is coming soon, though.
It should go find that.
Yeah, it should demand it. If you get in the streets, people, let us know you want.
But they played Family Feud with Avengers. Like, on a Facebook Live last night.
What?
Yeah, and it's
that's
just like,
cool.
Who would host the coolest concert? So the number one answer in Family Feud style was Star-Lord.
Right.
Followed by Tony Stark. Some people said Thor. The last guy was Groot. Like, how is Groot going to host a concert?
Right.
Like, I don't get it.
He just wants to, like, root down.
Right, man. Exactly.
Well, I mean, it would be like a hippie jam band thing where everybody's glued to the grass and not really
they
moving.
They said Stephen Strange, but yeah, I was like... It was like all these people from the movies. It was really cool. But
give us another one. Let's play that game real quick. What was another Family Feud style?
Who would you take to prom? Which character?
I don't know.
Which? Let me narrow it down. Like, it's not all comics. Just MCU.
Only
okay,
MCU.
Just, all right. That makes it better.
Wasp?
Nah.
I would take Evangeline Lilly to prom. Yeah,
I would take Wasp.
I would totally take Stephen Strange. Totally. Doctor Strange? He'll make that shit
he might have been
the
up
bomb.
There. Thor was up there.
Oh, yeah.
Thor. Shuri was up there.
Sure, I would take Shuri to prom.
And Peter Parker's Spider-Man.
He was up there as well. Like, the new Spider-Man, I could see that.
Right.
But he's, the only prom-aged person who's predominantly in the in
MCU,
the universe, too.
Right?
So I see it as a snap answer, too.
I don't know. I think Shuri's in that age, right? Isn't she? Yeah.
No, they're the same age. Yeah, and it's supposed to be... Or
T'Challa and Shuri?
No. Shuri and...
Spider-Man. Okay.
Peter Parker. And supposedly in Spider-Man 2, he's supposed to go abroad, and... They're supposed to be friends because they're going to meet in Infinity War, but they're supposed to end up becoming like friends and hanging out. And she's supposed to like upgrade his suit. Oopsie daisy
again, like because he's already getting
Tony
the
Stark,
Iron Spider.
Right.
Like,
well, but first they're going to kill Tony Stark, and then they're going to get to kill his tech.
We ain't going to talk about that right now. But have you seen like Shuri totally like put down Tony Stark and Bruce Banner when she's like. What do you call it, like, looking at Vision? And she goes, why did you do this instead of doing this? And Bruce Banner's like, I don't know, we just kind of did it. And she's just like...
This is all wrong.
Yeah, it's all wrong. And I'm just like this, I go, oh my God, this little black girl just put you down.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get into the history of MCU a little bit, but... When you make Ultron,
right.
you can't have no room to talk.
Right.
You should probably just shut up and listen.
Right. Like, you messed
which, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but we had the debate about Captain America versus Tony Stark.
Okay.
I do have to retract some things.
Uh-oh,
going what? Through some
go
stuff.
Go ahead.
Remorse.
Like, first of all, Ultron, like, dude was laughing when he made Ultron. Like, it's just like, we need this. And it's just like, he never really explains, like, kind of why. Like, he wants to end the team, obviously. He wants to end the Avengers. It's a noble thing. Like, he wants to make this grand security scheme.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know if he took as much responsibility as he could have. So
reckless.
Right. He's a little reckless.
Yeah.
And, like, when you have something as bad as Ultron on your record, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
You know, and then in Civil War, he breaks the Sokovia Accord to go help Bucky in
Captain America.
In Captain America at the end. And it's just like, okay, like, you kind of broke your own stuff. Like,
yeah.
So I do maybe have to come back and see things from Cap's side a little bit. Like, Tony's been a little bit reckless. So I apologize to all the...
You've been drinking a man's Kool-Aid. That's what's happening here.
Right. I apologize to all the Cap fans. You might have a point, but still,
you
have to be able to beat up the person who killed your mom. Like, I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you, because I just went through and I watched them all this weekend again. And Civil
the whole
War,
thing?
All of them.
Like, all 40 MCUs, or just all four, three
like
Captain
the
Americans.
Movies.
Like every single movie?
Like every single MCU movie?
Yeah.
Like, you're acting like that's not a big deal. That's like 30-hour experience.
No, I mean, I'm like working and like, you know, I'll like pause it and then I'll like finish it.
Okay, the next time that Richard does like, that, I think we should live stream him watching
all
30.
Do you have like extra dimensional space where you can like just go in time and watch movies?
No.
He doesn't have kids, you.
There's that.
That's true.
There's that. But like, I will stay up.
Yeah, that's like, wait a minute, I remember being able to do this. Right. I used to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching movies.
I was going to say, I did stay up till like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
That's my time. I stay up till 3 o'clock. I just hate it in the morning. I was like, don't be up yet. Wubbin' up.
So I don't have a kid.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I won't want it at some point. But anyway, yes, I'm like watching it starting at like 9 o'clock in the morning, going all the way to like 3 a.m.
Nerd AF is his job.
No, my job. Not my job. But yeah, no, I watched them all. I just finished today with Thor Ragnarok. So I've been watching it, you know, and wow.
You are much more prepared than I for this.
I'm ready.
Oh, boy. My mind is still blown from this. Like, just to bring back the rad dad thing here. I think we both heard your baby cry just now. And
happen.
Both of our heads just went, whoop. Crying baby.
Somewhere. Yes.
We are needed. Like, yes. That's our superhero calling.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, it is. Which is awesome, by the way. So
the next part of the show that we want to do, is since we're doing this little mini app, is we want to get in and just talk back to some of the social interactions that we've seen come our way, and you know, just let you know that we're listening and we do hear you.
Of course.
We're going to do these reader's mail or viewer mail episodes every few weeks whenever we're you know, exhausted and we're excited about one thing like Infinity War and we just want to talk about it the whole time. We'll take a couple minutes to acknowledge y'all. First of all, we want to thank everybody who participated in Nerd a Game.
Thank you.
And
Nerd a Song.
Nerd a Song. Yeah, that's right. Nerd a Song. The game that we were playing to give away tickets to Trujillo Company at Larimer Lounge. The show was last week, and the winner was there. It's at Wild Wanderer on Instagram. He won with Down with the Pikmin. If Disturbed had started during the GameCube.
Nice, very good.
So that's great. I hope you enjoyed the show, dude. We're gonna have to have you on the show sometime so you can talk about seeing Trujillo Company and a little bit of Pipkin, brother. Wake the Fluck Up, the Flock Up. We had Dylan on to talk a little bit of hip-hop, but we will find somebody else to come on and talk a fucking lot more hip-hop in several weeks.
Like Waka Flocka? Like,
Walk the Flock Up was the name. Yeah, but
oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really good. Like Waka Flocka Flame.
Very good.
Let's see here. Yes, Richard did look fabulous on our Instagram as Black Lightning. If you have not seen his airbrushed abs, I really suggest you get over
there.
Hey,
those are my abs, too.
And Susan is him. She does say you look fabulous, so.
Well, thank you. I don't know what else to say.
He's blushing, and it's cute.
If a black man can blush.
We have like lights in the room.
Right. I'm a mahogany. I'm a mahogany color now.
And then over on Twitter, it's a video game one, so I'm going to hand it to Hugh. But it's at Feminism Madeline. Wants us to talk about Fortnite, and I know only a little. I share a lot of Fortnite GIFs.
No, Fortnite is obviously taking over, and the whole concept of a battle royale is taking over. So if you don't know, it's like 100 players. Basically, the game begins, you're in like a, in Fortnite at least, you're in like a floating bus. Like, it's literally like a party bus.
What?
And then you skydive to different locations on the map. And then you pick up items you like raid houses. You're looking for guns. You're looking for materials.
I have played this game. I have it on my phone, and I fucking play it all the time. Is it called something else on my phone?
I don't know, but it's
but
probably
Fortnite.
I'm sorry
for cutting you off. Yeah.
Right? And you get all those materials, and you just try and survive. So the map shrinks as a storm shrinks the map, like, and like takes over this, like, miasma, takes over the city, and you have to get out of that area. You move to an increasingly smaller and smaller area until one person or a group of people are left standing. So you can play singles, you can play doubles, like, so two people, you can play in a squad, which is four people. They recently released, 50 versus 50 and like five groups of 20.
Oh my god.
So
this
Call
is
of Duty
music because apparently I play it regularly on my phone and just never realized.
So you play PUBG.
Yes.
That's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
Okay, so that's something different.
That's a different game, but it's like basically the same concept.
Okay.
Like I think Fortnite's a rip of PUBG essentially, but it's more but Fortnite is free for one thing.
Right.
PUBG is like $30. I don't think PUBG has you building stuff.
No.
You don't collect materials and build. Fortnite, you actually build, like, forts or
so if I enjoy
barricades.
PUBG, I would enjoy Fortnite.
Not necessarily. Some people swear by Fortnite. Some people swear by PUBG. The nice thing about this Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is going to have a Battle Royale mode, supposedly, instead of a single-player campaign. So,
right.
Crazy stuff.
I like the idea. Okay, I like battle royales, and it's kind of like a really, really, really big Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Like, it's that old dorm room game that I used to play where
right.
It's all like live and you just get to shoot 30 people. And, okay. Yeah.
Right. And it's an interesting take on like how to just do something like the whole shoot 'em up aspect differently. And I enjoy it. I'm just bad at it. So,
I
apologize to at feminism
Madeline,
but I'm not good at Fortnite to be able to, like, like, I've played, like, once I just go back, all right, I'm going to play Smite now, so.
Nice.
So if there are any listeners in the Denver area who do play Fortnite, come on soon and school us a little bit on it, and well, yeah, that'll be rad.
Yeah, how to do better than, like, you know, 88th out of 100.
87th will even do.
I have one. Literally, my friend carried me. He had like I had two
I
kills.
He
had
character up
10.
Oh shit!
So, thank you, Pyro.
I'm gonna check the Facebook real quick and see if anybody has given us any love there recently.
I think we have a Doctor Who question.
Ooh,
please.
Well, we gotta talk some Doctor Who. I'm not
Absolutely.
A big Doctor Who guy.
I am a huge Doctor Who fan. Ooh. I got it.
But the only episode I've seen is ironic, and it's a well-known episode, I think. Ironically, the one in the picture that she sent us, which is about the Weeping Angels. And that's
the
scariest thing ever. Like, these creatures that move when you're not looking at them.
Exactly.
And they can move at the speed of light.
Right.
And oh my god, that's a scary episode.
Let's just say the genius of the people who wrote that episode.
Right.
I mean, it's a statue, for God's sakes.
Right.
And we're, like, afraid of it. We're like,
oh, statues are creepy in and of themselves.
Right. No, this is... It was amazing. I loved it.
I remember watching it, and, like, as it's developing, I'm like, all right, what's the deal with these angels?
Yeah.
It's like, and then you finally get the picture of, like, you finally get the explanation of they move when you're not looking
right,
at
exactly.
them. And he turns.
Don't blink, either.
And don't blink, right? And he turns, and the angel's literally, like, in his face with
right.
the most angry, like, look. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Fangs, mouth open.
Right.
Looking like it's going to rip you apart.
Right.
Oh,
right.
God.
The end of that episode, clutch.
That is Katie Smith on Facebook. So, Katie, yes, we will do a Doctor Who episode very, very soon.
And that is my little sister, Katie Smith. So, I love you, Katie.
We will absolutely do one for Uncle Dick's little sister as soon as we possibly can.
Don't you start calling me that, Katie.
So that's
I'm
everybody's.
Forever Richard. Forever Richard. I'll see you in June.
Remember to get at us everywhere at NerdAF Show on every social you love except for Snapchat because none of us are particularly good at Snapchat. But if the people demand it, Richard will learn how to Snapchat for you.
Just go on Instagram.
Yeah. find us, interact with us when we are not watching 30 hours of MCU content somehow over one weekend. Right. We love from to interact Friday with people on social media.
From Friday to Monday.
No, I am beginning to remember how possible that was.
You could play a game in one night. Do you remember that?
No, exactly. Like, right. I was just about to say, like, Neverwinter, which is an MMORPG, I leveled up from 0 to 60, which is about, like, 20 hours of play, and I knocked that out in 2 days.
Right.
Like, I was playing 10 hours a day.
If you're dedicated.
Fruit Snats and Totino's.
Yeah,
like,
well, there you go. If you're dedicated,
You can do it. And then immediately after, my friends decided they're never playing the game again. So after I did all that work just to climb to the top, my friends were like, oh.
We're going to be able to, the Rad Dad and Nerd AF will have guest crossovers. We'll have the Trango on Rad Dad, and he'll be able to talk about things that time lost to his nerd. Although he posts pictures of Lego with his kids on social regularly, which I know is one of his other nerds.
Very cool.
And it's like, okay, so getting into it with them when they get older will be very
cool. Right,
right. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Like I said, I don't know how wrestling is going to go down, but we'll see.
Quickly, and then with the people's elbow to follow, I'm sure.
Thank you.
All right, so fuck James Cameron. That's a segue, right?
Yeah.
Right, you can just... it's the no more dilly dilly bullshit. I was never with dilly dilly. The new random yell thing from Bros should be fuck James Cameron.
Thank you.
And Richard is going to explain to us why. What's going on?
Okay, so let's just talk about James Cameron and how he laid down the hate for Wonder Woman. So it started with that, and I'm not a huge fan. He also had a couple of bad things to say about Star Wars The Last Jedi.
I mean, there's a couple bad things to be said about Star Wars
The Last Jedi. Wait. Who doesn't have a couple bad things to say about Star Wars The Last Jedi?
It's a little divisive.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it was a little divisive. Do you remember when the Force could do anything to advance the plot?
Right, before Metachlorines. Anyway, we're going to leave that alone. So, one thing that he kind of said that just annoyed me is that that he's kind of tired of superhero movies and that the people who follow him should be tired of superhero movies. Not just him, but he's trying to convince other people to be sick of it.
So the full quote, if I can butt in here.
Please do. Just, yeah.
He's hoping that Avengers fatigue will set in. Like, I'm hoping that we'll start getting Avenger fatigue here pretty soon, he said via IndieWire. Not that I don't love the guy. Not that I don't love the movies. It's just, come on, guys. There are other stories to tell besides hyper-gonadal males without families doing death-defying things for 2 hours and wrecking cities in the process. It's like, wait.
Didn't James Cameron make Terminator?
Yeah.
Like, he was one of the inventors Spielberg of the summer blockbuster hyper-masculine, blow 'em up. So, I mean,
he's
also,
just mad because it's not his film. Let's just put the sugar coat on that.
And I mean,
pill.
How are you going to talk about Avengers fatigue when you have 4 more Avatars coming out? Like, I don't even understand how you can have a sequel to that.
But come on, guys. Right, yeah. Like, seriously, he sounds like a bitter old man.
You know,
I mean, is it just me?
Combining this with his attack of streaming services as their only television, and
that's Spielberg.
Yeah. He had the
so
hate
there's
for
bitter
Wonder
old
Woman.
White men who are pissed off that they are not being part of the cool new media system. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, he had the hate from Wonder Woman, and basically was like, "Well, Sarah Connor was the first, you know, badass woman," and it's like, there's room in a movie universe for more than one badass woman.
In fact, you should not be able to easily name every badass movie woman.
Thank you.
Yeah, they should just be regularly occurring.
He's crotchety, dude. He's just hating on something that he's not a part of, and that's my feeling. If y'all feel different, everyone who's listening to the show, please let me know. Go down there in comments and let us know how you feel.
Also, get at him at Storm57804.
No, Storm...
787.
Yeah, Storm78704 on Twitter. Please, comment.
So it looks like Marvel has responded.
Oh, shit.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm on IMDb looking up how many sequels James Cameron has ever made.
Is planning, right?
Yeah.
So courtesy of CBR.com, Phage. So Kevin Phage.
Foggy.
Foggy.
Yeah, from Marvel.
From Marvel. Mm-hmm. Says, He loves the movies. That's awesome. Wow, James Cameron loves our movies. That's exciting. So it seems like it's just like a brush off of what's been said here. But putting aside the obvious bitter pill here.
Yo, his next movie is a TV movie.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah, Taruk, The First Flight. It's an Avatar movie. It's a TV movie. He's the collaborating writer. And it was 2016. That was his last movie that he did. So that's why he's pissed off right now.
Yeah, you got me, James.
Well, I mean, he does have one of, like that Avatar is wildly successful. Like,
he has five Avatars planned through 2025, exactly. According to the Internet Movie Database.
Avatars
planned. Just stop.
But that movie was wildly successful. Like, A, why are you hating?
Have you seen it since it came out?
Because people have. I haven't seen it since it came out.
Have you seen it since it came out? I haven't seen it since it was in theaters.
Right.
I'm all right.
Like, I was like, exactly. Yeah.
I don't understand why it was such a big hit, but it was. So why are you hating?
I smoked enough weed to see it once and enjoy it and go like, yeah, that was good. Like, I don't remember
it.
It was colorful. I remember colors.
It's like every time you hear about a movie like doing well, like breaking records in the box office, you have to talk about Avatar.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just like, why is that such a big deal? But putting that aside, is it possible? Because they're about to wrap this thing up. All the trailers, all the promotions that Marvel's been putting out seems to lead us to think that this is going to be the end of a chapter of the MCU and the beginning of a new one. Who knows?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that we can get to a point of Marvel fatigue? Or yes. Avengers fatigue, excuse me.
Not me. I'll just say it. There's two things I want to say. You don't want to see it, then don't see it. You're fatigued, then take a break. You know, don't watch these kind of movies. Right. Snap. And the other one is this. Man, I grew up wishing for these types of movies.
Right.
I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of it because I, like, played out the movies in my head, reading comic books and what have you.
Do they look the way now that you always imagined them looking?
Are
you
generally
happy with the MCU?
But you know my shit's better. But anyways... In my head, it looks better. But anyway, but though seriously, the movies that we got back then in like 92, 80, whatever, they were horrible. You know, they were just bad to see the movies
the
that
Tim
they
Burton
have right
Batmans.
Now. Say again.
I liked the Tim Burton Batmans.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, that.
That
I'm talking
that
about Marvel.
Okay, well, Marvel.
I'm sorry.
Only? Okay,
I'm talking
cool.
about Marvel.
That's right. This
right
is
now.
The only Marvel mini episode. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Get PC out of here.
Yeah.
Get
right.
it.
Fuck me, right?
Well, you didn't mention Wonder Woman, so.
Yes. I did. It's my fault. So, but seriously, like back then, the movies, they looked bad. They were horrible, you know? And to see what they did, starting with Iron Man and how they progressed. And even, like, DC films learn from that, and they learn how they can make it better.
They try.
God bless
their hearts.
Right,
yeah,
God bless
them.
Bless them. Bless them. you don't have to go that long.
Right.
You know, Superman Returns, we've talked about. Catwoman, we've talked about.
God, I hate Superman.
X3, we've talked about. Blade, Wesley Snipes wanted to do Black Panther. He's like, thank God I didn't.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, baby Jesus, thank you.
Do we, at a certain point, will we return to the way superhero movies used to be, i.e. not so connected, kind of more just really made for the silver screen instead of more just a... Because this is fan service. Like, this is, like, it's very well done fan service.
To a certain degree, but I think they've been making a lot of these movies, DC and Marvel, making it relatable to people who don't read comic books. And they've gone the distance to say... You know what? Not everyone knows, you know, who Star-Lord is and all
right.
this. Because a lot of these characters, I mean, Iron Man, let's just look at Iron Man. He was a B, C-list character.
Oh, yeah.
And right. they made him popular. Guardians of the Galaxy. No one heard about them.
Right.
So I think that they're doing a good job to try to make it relatable. I don't know.
That wasn't a critique. I'm just asking
oh,
you
no,
if we could see, do you think after this we'll see it return to the way superhero movies used to be, or has the landscape been forever changed?
I think that's exactly what we're seeing is the evolution of how movies are made and how I think that this huge interconnected universe by the Marvel Disney like conglomerate is going to continue forever because it has its fan base,
right?
We're never going to get tired of it. They're going to love it forever.
And the problem is that traditional Hollywood has not yet stepped up, but now with competitive streaming services and the ability for independent films to be produced more, those original stories and even original superhero stories like My Friend Dahmer, which is an original comic story, at least was based off of a graphic novel, they're starting to find critical and commercial success because the Marvel audience has it. They'll eat it forever, and now people are starting to get hungry for original content and original stories.
Right.
And the traditional Hollywood directors are watching themselves lose out on making original content because the traditional Hollywood system only wants to do this huge feeds itself universe thing over and over, seems to be the feeling.
And one thing that we also need to realize is just because it is based on a comic book, it doesn't need to be a superhero movie. Like Road to Perdition with Tom Hanks is an absolutely beautiful movie. And there's different genres. There's the gangster genre, the Western, the noir, and what have you, detective like type things. And what's the other one? And a time
it doesn't,
of violence.
It doesn't have to be super dude to be be comics. Yeah,
right. Well, Jessica Jones is a perfect example of that. Like film noir.
Yeah.
I definitely have to watch Jessica Jones. Then
they
I'm
take
sorry,
aspects of that. Of course, she's a superhero.
Right, she is.
But I mean, there's a way of doing it to mash it up. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm gonna fly and I'm gonna.
Yeah, she doesn't have
dollars.
A cape. She doesn't have a like a bat signal in the air. Like,
she got a leather jacket. And she's like breaking down doors, trying to help people when she feels like
it's
and
very
when she's
gritty.
Not hungover.
I think that's kind of where the series needs to like go for me. Like, I enjoy that so much, that aspect of it. For me personally, with Avengers fatigue, the only way I see it, like particularly speaking about Avengers, is I'm so connected to the characters I am now. Like, not Captain America. Come on. Iron Man. Thank you.
Rip Captain America.
Right. So if he dies, which... probably gonna die.
It's all right.
Looking at this, like he might die, and I might be out because he's dead. But I'm just so connected. At the end of Age of Ultron, it seemed like they were ready to move on to a new set of characters.
Yeah.
You know, be done with Thor, Iron Man, Hulk, and swap in Vision, Scarlet Witch, and
but
Falcon.
But they're doing it. I mean, they're
and if
doing
they do
it
that, now. I'm like, do I even like? Do I care about these guys as much?
Right.
Now, there are two that I'm really still interested in. Spider-Man's been my boy since day one.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
He's gonna have a trilogy.
Movie,
yes. Right?
Yeah, he's gonna have another movie.
Exactly. Out. And then Black Panther, of course. So
And Doctor Strange for me because I love the mystic arts and all the magic and what have you. And I just want to say this. I'm gonna put this out here. Get me on it. Is that he says he's not playing Captain America anymore, but I sent you guys that thing. He's not Captain America.
He's Nomad.
Movie. He's Nomad.
We will share that on Twitter.
Right. So it's like this. Just because he's not playing Captain America doesn't mean he's not going to play Nomad in the next movies. Boom.
If he keeps living,
boom.
I'm going to be like, whatever, bro. I'm going to become James Cameron. I'm going to
be like, bro! I'm done with you. Get out.
How about this one then? At what point does the MCU, if it never really runs out, nobody gets tired of it? When does it become a fucking soap opera then? And it's just like, oh my god, this person's stepbrother, stepcousin thing. And
it's the same thing with the westerns back then, and like it ran its course and then it stopped. And I think the same thing is going to happen with these movies. It's going to run its course, and people are like, all right. When enough people are tired of it, it's just going to end.
Like, I just don't want to see it become Transformers or Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, it won't. Or Land Before Time.
Oh, my God. There's another one.
Right. Michael Bay ruined my childhood.
Michael Bay.
Transformers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He messed them both up.
He did. Too many explosions.
I'm just saying.
I think, okay, we can rename this segment Fuck James Cameron to Fuck Michael Bay to make everyone happy.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
But Richard, 30 hours of MCU over last weekend.
Right.
We're
going to
talk about
Friday
our favorite Marvel Cinematic Universe and adjoining crossover media moments over since Iron Man to Infinity War.
I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
Let's
That's
do it.
10 years.
Yes.
And how excited I still am for Deadpool 2, which I saw
the
trailer.
Me too.
Can we talk about that real quick? That was a good build up, but let's talk about Deadpool 2 real quick. Because, man, that came on. I saw Super Troopers 2 the other day with producer Andy. I was exactly the right kind of high for this movie, and it was hilarious. I recommend it.
Okay.
But
they showed the Deadpool 2 trailer before it, and I have not felt this excited about a superhero movie in a like since Black Panther, but before Black Panther in a very long time. I'm
right.
fucking pumped. So, what do I got to know about Deadpool 2?
Well, first of all, let's just talk about pre-ticket sales. He's crushing it right now. Like, everyone's like, all right, we're going to see Infinity War, and the next movie is going to be Deadpool 2. Right. So, I'm really excited. And the other thing that we need to know is that in the same month, Han Solo comes out. And everyone's talking about how the diehard fans are going to go see Han Solo.
Deadpool 2 is going to crush Han
and
Solo.
And Deadpool Give 2 is Disney. Going to crush.
Disney's going to win. Disney Money Month?
Like, yeah, that's
Donate
yeah,
money like, to Disney.
Right. Guess what? Guess who's a loser? Not Disney.
Not
Disney.
Right?
The mouse.
Mickey Malone. Mouse is like, I have all your money now.
It was like this, dollar bills, y'all, dollar bills, popping some champagne. I'm just saying, they're excited. So, guess who the winner is? Always Disney. The mouse wins.
I own everything.
Which are you going to see first? You're going to see Han Solo or are you going to see Deadpool 2?
I'm going to see Deadpool.
Deadpool? How about you?
Before.
I don't know, man.
You're going to see him way down the road on Blu-ray.
Which dad's, dude, yeah, Red Dad?
Which one are you going to see
If
first?
I had my choice,
okay,
I would probably see Han Solo first.
Really?
I'm more of a Star Wars guy than a Deadpool guy.
See?
Deadpool is funny. Deadpool, yeah. It looks great.
You're a diehard.
They introduced X-Force, like they introduced Domino in this latest trailer.
Yeah, which that's the beats.
And
isn't that a little derivative?
It. They talked about, like, I deal with luck. It's just like, luck is not a superpower. It's just, right. Yeah, it is. Right.
It's not cinematic. It's like,
yeah, it's not
as
cinematic.
The car flips over, it's just like, what? Oh, so
is he adopting a son or what?
I don't know, like, what's going on, and which I'm really actually happy about, because I don't want to know too much about it.
Right, don't want
but
spoilers.
I think he's based off of a character in the comic book series called, like, Fire Fist or something like that. So
Fire Fist would make a great sidekick to Daredevil.
Yeah,
Daredevil.
I'm just ready. Deadpool. I'm just ready to watch this and to see, you know, other
right.
superheroes. X-Force
right.
and Cable. I'm excited.
I think Deadpool is the is my answer to Marvel fatigue, though. Like, I have been getting very tired of the very regular super dude. Mm. James Cameron said it. No family, no anything. Like, I like yeah. Ant-Man, and I appreciate Paul Rudd both as a superhero, but I like the trying to get for his kid mentality behind
right.
Ant-Man. And for the same reason, I like Daredevil. Like, he's something fucking different from just another,
right,
like,
exactly.
watch me always win.
Jessica Jones.
Superhero.
Same thing.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just like, it's diversity. Like,
yes.
like it just comes
exactly.
back to that. Like, it's just having a different set of characters, having a different mindset, having different directors bring new things to the table.
Yes.
I enjoyed Doctor Strange. Like, and it's not just like skin color diverse. I enjoyed Doctor Strange where
yeah, absolutely.
He bargains with Dormammu.
Right.
He doesn't, like, just kick Dormammu's ass.
Right.
He bargains with him.
Right.
And, yeah. like, he figures out this cool way to basically get himself Dormammu trapped in a time loop.
Yes, I love it.
And then to the point where he's just like, I won't end this loop until you give in to my demands.
Right.
That's a cool way to do it. And
yeah.
it's just like, so here's the funny point, though. Two of us agree with James Cameron. We just think he's a dick about it.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
really what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just don't be such
yeah.
a jerk. Don't be so crotchety,
don't be
man.
So salty.
He's
like,
shaking his fist
the...
at the kids on his lawn.
Exactly. They have one
Get
of the greatest box office successes with, what is it, Dances with Smurfs is what people
well,
refer
oh my
to.
God. Oh, God.
Dude, I was like,
oh, my God. I'm
he's,
so tired
he's on the struggle
Avatar.
Bus. Already, I'm so tired of it. It's a 10-year-old movie, and there's nothing
I'm tired of it.
I'll at least see the second one. I'm not going to see
tired.
Five,
right.
But I'll see two.
I'll probably go see five without seeing two.
Right.
That's what's that, like, knowing my luck, that's what's going to happen.
I'm done. It was all cute and shit, all blue people with tails, and they can, like, connect tails and shit. And I'm like, no, I'm done. I'm done with this. They're all cute with their ears and flying creatures.
At least Pocahontas has Color of the Winds in it.
Oh,
like,
my
something
God.
You can sing along with.
I love you, Vanessa Williams. You can sing to me anytime.
Any more Deadpool before we go hard on this MCU real quick.
You know, I always have to say he killed somebody with a Zamboni. The best fucking kill weapon I've ever seen in my entire life.
That
we said it on the show
kill
before.
Shot,
but...
the triple headshot?
You know, I geeked out about it until I saw the Zamboni, and he's laughing himself to death the whole time, and I'm like matching his laugh. Like, this is
the guy's literally crawling on the ice. He's like, you're going to die by Zamboni.
I mean, I should also mention, like, my wife and I both met while we were driving Zambonis at an ice rink. Like, my child plays with Zamboni toys. Like, we're an ice rink family. So,
there you go.
Yeah, like,
so
my favorite thing.
Quick sports aside, who are you going for in the playoffs? You can cut this out.
I won't because even though I don't love them right now, I think the Pittsburgh Penguins are going to win the Stanley Cup this year, especially after what they just did to the Flyers.
I have a Capitals fan who's just dying for the Capitals to be successful. So I want the Capitals to win, but the Penguins have stopped the Capitals the last couple years.
A lot. They do it regularly, and the Capitals have never it's one of my favorite hockey rivalries. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I watched the Alexander Ovechkin-Sidney Crosby rivalry build, and I remember that it was always like the Capitals were our little brother that were following us right to the doorstep, and then we would just kind of shove them right back down.
Right.
Like, it's a history of it, and
It's hard to have such good talent on that Capitals team
and not win. they come so close, and at this point, it's one of my favorite thing in sports to watch every year is the annual Capitals failure.
Exactly. Imagine the Warriors never winning, the Broncos never winning with Peyton Manning, the Patriots never winning. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
how do you not
win with all that talent? MCU.
Notice I'm silent.
I have to. Rad Dad / sports. Like,
I can definitely do that. It'll give me a reason to watch sports
this.
Again.
It's like I've been watching Marvel movies.
$30 of Marvel movies.
Yeah, Richard watched. Okay, so breaking news: Richard watched 30 hours, all 30 hours of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That's impossible.
He did it in one 24-hour period.
No,
it is his superpower.
From Friday to today.
There's 6 hours unaccounted for.
Right. That's
how
I passed out and woke up.
Right.
Then I want to ask you a very specific question that only we can't really do it. Uh-huh. From that binge episode and not looking back with fondness or nostalgia of the buildup, with fresh eyes seeing it all at once, what was your absolute favorite moment of the last 10 years of the MCU?
Of all of the movies?
Yeah, all 30 hours.
I can't.
And while you think about that, Hugh, with some nostalgia and not having just watched them, what has been your favorite?
Go ahead, Hugh.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, we can decide, though.
What pops up in your mind?
So, favorite moments.
When
the Avengers finally, assemble. Like, when Tony starts having that conversation with Loki.
Yeah.
And, he's like, we have a Hulk. That's awesome. The original Iron Man, just that entire movie.
Yeah. Still holds up. How good that was.
For its
time.
I don't think people were expecting that to what you were saying.
They took a chance, man.
Yeah, they took a chance on a actor who was recovering. Like,
yes.
Like, he was in prison. Right? He was in prison. And I remember him from U.S. Marshals, which is an old movie with Tommy Lee Jones and Wesley Snipes.
Mm-hmm.
But, no one kind of knew this guy apart from some of the films he had done. And for him to become this star. Now, the question is now, is he going to be, did he capture that role so well that we're only ever going to see Iron Man the next time we see RDJ? Because what has he done since, outside of MCU, beyond Tropic Thunder?
Tropic Thunder
Less
was
Than
one
Zero
I
is still one of my favorite movies. It's a great book, and it's still one of my favorite movies. But this took place way before this, when he was dating, Jamie Gertz.
Right.
It's shit.
He played a Tony Stark character in Chef, which is a Jon Favreau movie about a food truck guy. And but it was basically just that same skeevy, a little bit more coked up Tony Stark, rich guy character.
Right.
I didn't see Tony Stark necessarily, but I definitely saw, I was like, oh, that's Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
And Less Than Zero,
he
was a coke dealer and just kind of did drugs and, bisexual character. He was it was pretty awesome. It's a beautiful movie. To me, that is 80s. That is so 80s.
He was a gritty reboot Sherlock Holmes, but that was
awesome. That's right.
Sherlock.
Of course.
I still love Sherlock Holmes.
God, now I just sound I was just feeling an idiot. He was Sherlock Holmes.
No, you're good.
But he played the intoxicant using kind of fast and loose version of Sherlock Holmes.
As opposed to
so he was
Benedict's
playing a Robert
sociopaths.
Downey. Yeah.
Well, he did if you watch, and I watched all of Sherlock, he did drugs in it.
Right.
And I love that, because if you read the Sherlock Holmes novel, he was a drug addict.
Yes, he was.
You know, so I love that. And I think they even experimented a little bit with in Sherlock Holmes with him and who was Jude Law. So anyway, I love that.
I got.
I'm gonna give our audience whiplash and go back to favorite Marvel moments.
Okay,
Thor getting his hammer back.
Okay,
in the end of Thor 1, like when he's getting punched by the Destroyer.
Yes,
That's pretty iconic. And like you finally get to see him come to life and come back in that.
Yeah.
That moment. I'm trying to think of. I had more. I had actually thought about this last night, so I'm trying to think of.
While you're thinking back to those, Richard, have you had a couple seconds to think about what your favorite
moment? I have, and I have to agree with you. So I had to think back to like rewatching these, like when I got like that tingle down my spine, and it was like all of the Avengers, the first time that they like did the like 360 circle of all
very
of them
cool.
I was just like, oh my god, they're finally happening. It's finally happening, you know. The other one was, my goodness, I think it was Guardians of the Galaxy when Star-Lord grabs the power stone, the purple stone, and then they all like hold hands and they like touch each other.
And say we're the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. And then like they destroy the guy with the stone. And I just the other one is Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Bunch of jackasses standing in a circle, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I still haven't seen this one yet.
I love that. But like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, when he and Yondu are going, he's like, I'm Mary. He's like, Mary Poppins. He's like, you're like Mary Poppins. He goes, is Mary Poppins cool? He goes, I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. Like that, that still makes me laugh. And then when he gives him the Force Shield and then dies, and he goes, you may have a father, but I'm your daddy. And he says that to Star-Lord because he raised him. And
right.
That was like one of those moments. And then I do have to say Black Panther, when he was holding Killmonger at the end and the sun was coming up and he's just like, we'll bury you. And he goes, no, put my body in the ocean like all the other slaves who refused to settle. That was wonderful. I mean, I haven't like, I didn't get to see it this weekend, but that's something that still comes back to me.
Right.
And seeing Spider-Man and, you know, Black Panther for the first time in Civil War, where he goes there and he takes Captain America's shield. He's like, Captain, I'm a big fan, Captain.
Yeah, I was saving that one up because I was so excited to see Spider-Man come back in and like a teenage Spider-Man and be geeked out and like very excited
to
meet
the
twisting
the metal arm. Like, that was funny.
It brought a lot of humanity to these like these super dudes who had gotten so far away. It's like, oh my god, you do live in a universe with 14-year-old kids who look up to you and like read about you every night, and here's one of them who's like actually excited to meet you.
Yeah,
that was that was definitely one that was on my list. And then also seeing Nick Fury come in Iron Man. Like,
at the first one.
Yeah, the very, very first time we saw Nick Fury come in, and they started that end scene thing. Uh-huh. And like now every movie I have to wait until the very last second just to see. That's, I didn't know who he was. I wasn't that familiar with it. But it immediately made me want to know more. It brought me to the internet, and it really brought me into the world seeing this character.
I've got a couple more too. But go ahead.
I got one more. Going back and seeing Iron Man 2, that kid who was in that Iron Man mask and like Iron Man comes up behind him and blasts him. That was Peter Parker. They put that in there. It was him as a kid. He went to Stark Expo. And watching that again,
it's not the same actor though.
But the kid was Peter Parker, and they have said, like Kevin Feige and all of them, they go, that was him as a kid because he's always been loved science. That was him, and like Iron Man went behind him and blasted those robots.
Good show, kid.
Yeah, that was Peter Parker, and like going back and watching it, I kind of got like chills. I was just like, oh my god, he's a kid. Look at him with his little Iron Man like helmet on. So anyway. Yeah.
Now, I was going to save this for our best villains, because I was going to ask you who's the best villain.
Oh! Okay.
But I'm going to take this for a moment now.
Okay.
The convo between... I just got to go back. The entire build-up and the convo was Zemo at the end of Civil War.
Uh-huh.
Zemo, you said?
Zemo. Yeah.
So, them talking about, like, as Bucky, Cap, and Iron Man are walking towards Zemo, who's in this, like, bunker. Uh-huh. And just their little dialogue was just like, you know, Cap throws his shield, and then it bounces off. He's just like, this was built to withstand, you know, X type of rockets.
Yes.
And Iron Man's like, I'm betting I could beat that. And it's like, I'm sure you could, given time.
Right.
And it's just like, just the dialogue there in terms of, like, there's a little green in your blue eyes. And then
I see a flaw.
Right. And then it's just like an empire that is like that crumbles from without. Like maybe, right? You know, may bounce back, but an empire that crumbles from within—that's dead.
It's dead. Yeah. I just
show Tony that Bucky kills his dad, and then his interaction with Black Panther.
Yeah,
Zemo's outside the the bunker where they're fighting.
Right.
So he's like, finally, he listens to the recording with his wife, I think the last time.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, okay, I almost killed the wrong guy, Black Panther says. Like, what happened? Kind of hearing it's just like, I wanted them to kill each other. Like, I'm not strong enough to kill these guys. Better men than me have tried.
Intelligence.
Yeah.
Right. I absolutely love that. And I think the other part I know that I loved is that he tried to kill himself and shoot himself underneath his chin.
And
Black Panther put his... hand there, because of course it's vibranium, and he goes like this. He's like, the living aren't done with you
yet. Tell that to the dead. Yeah,
right. It's that, like, that whole thing, love that, like,
him saying Black Panther's line, him saying vengeance has consumed you.
Yes,
vengeance consuming them. Mm-hmm. I am done letting it consume me. And he retracts his claws. Right. Then he has the whole, the living aren't done with you. That's just powerful.
Yeah.
It makes you love Black Panther as a character. But hard for me to watch that scene being so gosh darn tame Iron Man. But
I mean that totally was hard. And another villain that I loved was Vulture, because he was just an everyday working person,
right?
And he's just like, you can't. And it was Tony Stark who, it was like damage control or whatever that was picking up like all this alien tech, old Iron Man tech, right, whatever, has after battles, and he goes, I have a government contract. You can't take this away from me. And then Tyne Daly was there, and she's just like, if you want to take it up with someone, you need to take it up with the government.
Right.
And he was just trying to make a living and just salvage his stuff and give it to the right people.
Right.
And again, Tony came up in there not knowing he was doing anything bad, because they had to control like all this alien tech and everything, mm-hmm, that was coming in, but took this guy's job.
Right.
And now he didn't have a job, and he goes, we need to do things different now and do it not in a good way. You know, I thought he was a fantastic villain. I thought Killmonger was a fantastic villain. People want to fight it like Loki. I'm like, it took Loki 3-4 movies to establish him as a good villain. It took Killmonger one movie to establish himself as that villain.
And while everyone still argue about what kind of a villain he is, he's brought controversy to the antagonist role.
He's
definitely the most complicated villain character I think they've ever introduced.
Two things. I'm responding to the Loki thing, but also going back to James Cameron.
James Cameron.
Buildings collapsing on people
was
one of his critiques. Like, you know, there's a lot of collateral damage. And while I agree that that happens a lot in movies, that gets bypassed a lot in a lot of movies, Marvel has done a great job of like talking about collateral damage.
Right.
Civil War is all about
collateral damage. I was going to say, they did an entire movie about
based
it.
Off it.
Yeah.
And then you just telling that story, mm-hmm, about Vulture's past,
yeah,
and how like this is a sort of different sort of collateral damage. Like, this guy loses his job, then he does this illegal stuff, mm-hmm, and he gets filthy rich. And that's another great scene right there.
Yeah.
Peter taking the girl to the prom and figuring out her dad is Vulture.
Right.
That entire 20 minutes is just like, that to the end is just gold.
Yeah. And it kind of, I just saw it again, it kind of broke my heart that he was there, and he finally got the girl, and he finally got to take her to homecoming, and then, like, the dad's basically, just take my daughter to homecoming, forget about all of this, I'm going to do what I need to do, and he left her there because he had to do the right thing.
Right.
And that...
And still, she never knows. Like, unlike in other Spider-Mans, like where you see, well, I guess in Amazing Spider-Man, there's a bit with the Peter Parker and his dad,
right?
But like you never see that resolution. Like you never get to see why he did what he did, why he was a jerk. Like she just leaves it as, I hope you just figure out whatever's wrong with you, and it's just there's nothing wrong with him. He just your dad was always a jerk, and he's the one who brought him in, like.
Yeah,
it's great. But my other point I was going to argue was Loki. Like, I have this argument with my friend on Xbox all the time. I think he's a pretty good villain. I think it's
Loki's a good villain.
I think it's established, like, with the first movie. Like, I kind of pull a Theon Greyjoy Game of Thrones character with Loki. Just the idea of being pulled in two directions in terms of you're from this, like, you felt like you weren't really a part of this family.
Right.
You feel like you're in Thor's shadow.
Right.
Oh, and then it's confirmed you're actually a frost giant. It's just, I like the conflict there. I think that does make him a good villain. I love how, and from movie to movie, he kind of switches, and he's in this constant battle.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He comes across as very realistic. Yeah. Not to mention Tom Hiddleston's charm about it. You know, that helps out a lot, but... I love him as a villain.
I do too. And my top three, seriously, are Killmonger, Vulture, and Loki. Those are like my three. And I think they're very complex. What does it for me, though, is that I love me some Loki. I really do.
Right.
Yeah.
But it took him a couple of movies. And now he's an anti-hero.
Now, what is
he's not even an antagonist anymore. He's more of an anti-hero because he shows that he loved his dad, even though he acted like he hated him. He shows that he loves his brother. He shows that he loved his mom, his whole foster. He loves them, but he just felt like shit was taken away from him, and he was angry. You know. So anyway, go ahead.
Oh no! I was just agreeing with
you. I thought Vince was going to chime in there too.
Yeah.
You looked like you had something to say. I thought, like, and now I forgot what I was going to say. So
that's cut totally point. Yeah.
Cut point.
I will say that Loki. I've only seen one of the Thor movies, like specific with Thor, and I remember Loki fondly as a good villain from that only one interaction with
which
him.
Which one?
The first Thor.
I guess he was Avengers.
I saw the Avengers too. Oh, that's the one. Yeah, I was like, which one was he actually like the primary antagonist? Yeah, in, that like, was, originally that introduced Avengers. Him. That's the only time that I really remember him as an antagonist, and I like him. I don't think that I've had the same discussions around the table. Like we haven't dedicated episodes to Loki, and we have dedicated episodes to Killmonger.
To Killmonger, that's
true. Because he's just so much more there from one movie than that Loki brings to the table.
My three are... I'm going to put Zemo in there. There's no particular order.
I like Zemo. He's number four.
I got to put him in there. Also, like... like, with the earlier movies, it's more about the superhero coming out and becoming a superhero. So
it's fighting business partners and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Killmonger's obviously got to be up there for me, too. Like, just that. And I'll go outside the box, and, like, my friend always says this. I'll put Killgrave in there as well from Jessica Jones.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, that's his power, and what he was able to do just makes him a force to be reckoned with.
He was so damaged.
Right.
And it's what his parents did to him, and then everyone's just like, well, he's a horrible person, and this, that, and the other. I go, he's damaged. The tools that he was given in life, he's doing the best he can with what he has.
Right.
And he's angry. And you see it, especially in Jessica Jones, when his parents, he goes in a room, his parents go in a room with him, and his mother knew that she had fucked up.
She had to kill him.
And she was just like this. She's like, do whatever you want. She knew she was broken. And she was just like, just do whatever you got to do. And he made her kill herself.
All right.
You know, so anyway, I agree with you on that.
Hopefully. I have to put Loki in there because my friend and I always throw Loki in that top tier. Yeah. And he'll call me out if I don't put Loki in the top tier. So okay. Loki as well.
Yeah. Do you hear that? It's like, Marvel, if you're listening, we like villains who have deep character development,
yes,
and backgrounds, and reasons for their
treachery. Or just conflicted jerks who may be a little bit spoiled.
We'll even take that occasionally. It's true. Yeah. I have an outside the box one too where I really love Red Skull, but that's only because I loved the interpretation of Red Skull as like kind of that comic book villain. He's exactly how I remember seeing him. Like, he was in the Sunday funny pages when I was growing up.
Like
I remember him as a comic strip character, and I saw him come into the movie. I was like, you play this exactly how I want you to.
Yeah, and he's not dead.
And then he left.
So I love this. Like, people are like, oh, he died because he like held the Tesseract, you know? And I'm like, no, actually, he got. It's a space zone.
He's going to read
the
book.
He got shifted somewhere else. Right? He got shifted somewhere else. He didn't die.
He could come back. He could return.
Yeah, he could come back, and Marvel could bring him back and say, like, oh, the Tesseract turned him into a different actor because Hugo Weaving.
Right. That's very true. Yeah, just give him a red face. No one will know. Nobody going to know.
Hugo Weaving
is a man. V for Vendetta. Agent Smith, V for Vendetta, and Red Skull. Come on, man.
Can we talk about one thing?
Oh, absolutely.
That at San Diego Comic-Con this year, that Marvel is not going to have a presence there, or a very little presence. And they started doing this. The reason why San Diego Comic-Con was so huge in 2004 is because that's when they started bringing their movies there and showing it off. Other than that, it was just a regular comic book convention with back issues and a little bit of cosplay.
Is Marvel moving to a different Comic-Con, or like are they just spreading the love around a little bit, or are they creating their own Comic-Con where they can vertically integrate it into the mouse?
Well, they have D23. Which is
Disney 23.
Right. And
oh boy.
Yeah. And they just basically they show a lot of Marvel stuff there. But
Star Wars is gonna go there, Harry Potter.
Yeah, Star Wars all of these things are going there. And basically I don't know. They're not gonna do it this year because they're coming out with the fourth Avengers movie and they don't want to go to San Diego Comic Con until after that. They really don't want to tell people what the next phase of movies are gonna be.
Yeah, because this is the end.
Right. They're like this, we're not doing San Diego Comic Con, which if DC has any kind of sense, this is your chance to step up.
I mean, DC. what is
DC possibly
DC have to is so scattered.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be like,
they're
shit.
So like.
What are we going to do?
Because I did want to talk about this. When Iron Man first came out, I'm like, that's such a great movie. You ever remember Batman, which might be the greatest of superhero movies. Like that,
Batman Begins.
That Chris Nolan trilogy is probably some of the best superhero stuff out there.
The first two are very good, yes.
Like,
the third one.
Dark Knight had just come. Like Dark Knight came out like a month later after Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, it kicked Iron Man's ass. Right? And DC had to feel so good. And little did they know what was coming. It's just like, oh, it's connected. They're all connected. Like, and all of a sudden, they're suddenly behind and they have to do like Batman versus Superman and Wonder Woman real quick. Yeah. Justice League! Right. It's just like,
we did one really good. Marvel's like, we have 30.
Just slow it down. You have to do it right.
Right.
Like, you can't just rush it.
They thought about it, and I love that they thought about it and put the thought into it and did little Easter eggs. Little bitty breadcrumb.
They had a plan, showed, storyboarded out. So what is this? So is this good news for cons though? Is this bad news? Is this like they're not doing it ever again, or they're just skipping it this year?
No, they're just skipping it this year. Okay. They want to do the fourth Avengers movie that doesn't have a title, and then after that, they want to say here's a whole slate. It's going to be Captain Marvel. It's
so this isn't Marvel saying we're not doing cons anymore. Right. It's just they're only missing
this is turning the page or getting a new book.
And if they do it, it's going to be – if they do anything and show anything that's like super fantastic, it's going to be at D23. I bet you that is my
thing. When is D23? Because I got to pay attention to
it. Seriously, it's all things Disney. It's Star Wars. It's Marvel.
It's Kingdom Hearts 3. And I am so stoked. Like, I'm taking a day off of work when that comes out because I'm now 30. I was 18 when I was playing Kingdom Hearts 2. I have waited for the sequel for 12 long years.
Yeah, I had a friend in high school who used Kingdom Hearts 2 as his senior graduating project. He managed to turn playing that game into a senior project. So, it was the best thing I've ever seen.
I can't wait.
So, looking back from the last 10 years, is there anything else that we wanted to hit? Or we did favorite villains, we did favorite moments, we did favorite...
We're doing favorite movies?
Favorite movie, yeah. What's your... That's got to be one. I'm going first because I want to be able to say Black Panther before you guys do, in case you do.
Go ahead, like, go ahead.
Black Panther was probably the first MCU movie that I saw in the theater since Iron Man. I was like, I need to go see it, and I want to go see it on the big screen, and I want to see how the crowd reacts, and I want to react with everybody. And it's the first Super Dude movie that I was like, I'm going to the theater to see it, and I'm happy I did, because it blew me the fuck away, and I can't wait to watch it every other night at home now.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, get on Blu-ray soon. Of all the movies, and I have a lot that I really do love. I am I read all these characters as a kid in comic books. Contest of the Champions, when the first time I ever saw Black Panther sitting in a tree looking at all the other superheroes about to jump down and go crazy. I have to say it's Black Panther, because I think it actually transcended a superhero movie, and then it became something else. And it was important to, of course, a group of people, African Americans, and what it did. Grandparents took their grandkids out. Parents took their children to it. They're showing up. Kids are showing up in shatikis and, wearing African garb. And it transcended. It wasn't just a superhero movie. It was something different. It just
became
more. There was a cultural moment behind it too that was very cool to
see. It was wonderful.
Yeah, just to see. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna not pick Black Panther.
You son of a bitch.
Since we have two Black Panthers on there. For me, it's either Avengers or Iron Man, just the first one. Sorry to be such a high Iron Man stan, but
no, it's a good fucking movie.
Like that's where it all began, and Avengers is kind of where all the team ups began.
Yeah, it was when everybody's head went, this is all going to be connected.
Honorable mention, I'll put up Captain America 2. That's a great Winter Soldier's great movie as well.
That's such a well written political thriller. It's so beautiful,
right? And Civil War is pretty good as well.
Civil War is a solid.
I hate the ending, of course.
I'm one of the rare
We
fans.
All do. It's like, you don't like to see best friends fight like that.
Exactly. And so if they kill him, it's, Avengers is like, I can't come back from this.
But Infinity War, they're going to be good. They're going to be good.
They're going to cuddle and get killed together.
I fear it's going to happen too fast. Because they're going to come up. It's going to be kind of awkward. I'd like to have seen a movie. Like, I don't know what we could have done, but where they kind of come together, Steve and Tony.
A one season, 10 episode Netflix release of
they
this
do have a comic book that it basically bridges the gap between Civil War and Infinity War. That basically shows what's everyone doing.
Right.
And I've seen a little bit of that, and it's really great. Shuri is basically deprogramming the Winter Soldier. Captain America, Falcon, and Black Widow are off on missions. So it really is showing what everyone is doing during this time, and how Vision and Scarlet Witch are starting to have their romance. You're a robot.
Right.
You weird girl. So I'm like, go, get weird. Do it on screen. So,
that's the 10 episode Netflix. They can do whatever. This is the new HBO.
Get weird on screen.
What, you didn't see that coming? jokes on. Because Quicksilver says that all the time.
So anyway, that's that. Go ahead.
My honorable mention is definitely Ant-Man, because Paul Rudd as a superhero is everything that I want him to be. It's just refreshing and nice and just kind of sweet and kind. And I think they did a good job of updating and rebooting the character.
And I'll throw in the original Thor in there as well. I did love that movie.
So we like when we meet the characters, and we don't really love, and we love when they do things together, but we don't like really
stuff
love
in
between.
Iron Man 2 is okay. Iron Man 3 is
Spider-Man.
Trash.
Yeah, can
Spider-Man
we just remove Iron Man 3 from the whole thing? Like, what would it be really?
I like
at
the Hulk.
Anyways?
A lot of people want to throw like forget
is it
about
Edward
the Hulk.
Is it Edward Norton's Hulk that's actually part of it?
But no, he is. So Mark Ruffalo, it is the same character. Okay. They just changed actors, right. But. If you go back and watch The Hulk, it's actually really good, and I do it.
Richard just did this, so he's speaking from a place of authority.
It's good. They had like the the bad guy in it who was the Abomination, and
I'll definitely give it a chance. Yeah, I remember watching. Like, I like The Hulk as a character. Like, you know, he's exactly who he is. Hulk smash. Like. Yeah. If
he's
that's
in love
what you
with Betty
watch.
Ross, you know, General Ross's daughter.
For all the reasons I want to see Rampage, I enjoyed the Hulk.
There
like,
you
that's
go.
Really
exactly.
What's happening.
Yeah. Watching him just jump, like, especially in Thor Ragnarok, like him jumping up to what's the fiery guy's name?
Oh, Surtur.
Like, yeah, Surtur.
And he's like just beating the hell out of him.
Like, no, don't kill Surtur. It's just like a big monster right here.
He's like, big monster.
like no.
I kind of wish they'd wait a little longer because as the CG's improving, like he's like a minor character, and all he's like, I'm enjoying it more and more.
Right,
like,
right.
If he'd been a second generation new computer animation character from the get go, I bet he would have been received a lot better. Yeah, like he looks so good now.
Yeah.
Now would have been the time to introduce him.
Exactly. But no, that was wonderful. That made me happy.
Is he going to be in Infinity War? Let's start talking about
yeah.
Infinity War.
Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Hulk is going to be in Infinity War. You can't have
him. You saw the commercial. He's like, evidently, like, gets thrown into Doctor Strange's Sanctum Sanctorum, and he's just like, oh my god.
Right.
It's going to be awesome. I'm really excited.
You're really. Well, let's talk about it.
No. It's like,
is there anything else that
I'm
we have from the last
for
10 years?
Saturday.
I mean, it's Saturday. I mean, Thanos better bring it. You got all these heroes coming together.
Yeah.
He better be the best villain. Like, he better crush all these villains.
I want to see Gamora and who's Nebula, his daughters, because they show in a movie when Nebula or Gamora was a little girl and she grabs like his big finger.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a little bit, and they're supposed to go into a story of like how he became, and getting Gamora and like also Nebula. So they're supposed to show this stuff. I want to feel for him just a little bit. I don't know. I just want to see like that softer side of him because he did take children from different like races and he destroyed like a planet and he goes, you're my trophy or champion, and then raise them a certain way because they hate him and Guardians of the Galaxy and they want to destroy him,
right?
And I want to see where was that turn,
what happened
for them to
want to get him.
That's what I'm excited about. So
I would like it to see as the casual Marvel MCU fan, I want to go see it and meet a lot of these characters for the first time and not necessarily understand 100% what's going on, but I want it to make me want to go back and watch all 30 hours in one 24-hour period somehow. Like I would like this. I would like everybody to play a significant.
Nice. So just,
I would like it to have that kind of a significant hit on me, where like I fall in love with these characters. I have expectations for this movie to be good if it's going to be the culmination.
I hope so, but I want to see how all these different personality types, because how many superheroes are in this movie?
There's a ton.
Right.
So.
And of course, they're splitting them off into different groups with different superheroes. I want to see how they interact, and you see a little bit of it with Iron Man and Star-Lord. He goes, you know, that's a great plan, but it sucks.
Right. And Iron Man's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be awesome. But anyway, all right, I'm done.
Tiny Hugh, what are you hoping for out of this?
You know what? I just want to see this Iron Spider suit. Like, I'm just
going to
look out.
Yeah.
Like, there better be some cool stuff about it. Like, this can't just be your average Spidey suit. He needs to be able to fly fully and, like, do something crazy with flying and web slinging. Maybe he can, throw out, Iron Man blasts with his web or something.
Yes.
I don't know. But I want to see some crazy stuff with this Iron Man, Iron Spider suit. I'm really excited for that. I'm also excited for Black Panther's involvement in this.
Oh, his whole country.
Yeah,
they're going to have like a huge country fight.
Like, Wakanda. Yeah, Black Panther ended with a pretty serious, like, we're changing everything
right now.
Like, that's a good point to bring up. They have to address that and it has to be part of it.
Black Panther has to be the most badass character. I'm just going to lay it down. Like you look at the likes, at least when I first looked at it, they released all the posters. Where the hell is Hawkeye, by the way? Where is he? Clint is just chilling in the cut.
It's not just him. They also are going to have to talk about Ant-Man and the Wasp, Hawkeye, and then Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel, first female-led movie, and she's as strong as the Hulk.
Stronger than the Hulk.
Stronger than the Hulk.
That's so true. You did say she's stronger than
the Hulk. Late to the party, though. DC already did this. Like,
they did, but she cosmic.
They tried.
She cosmic. We're gonna give that to them.
Right.
And then Nick Fury, because it's going to be an origin piece, he got both eyes. And we get to see Phil Coulson.
I thought you said orgy peach.
No, I was like,
what kind of, whoa, Marvel's doing it.
Origin. Right? So but I'm excited.
I looked at the posters, and the poster had the most likes, obviously, Black Panther.
Right.
He's the man now. I think he just needs to be pushed, just like they're pushing Iron Man to the moon.
Yeah.
You know, he needs to get, I think he needs to be the best. He needs to be the next leader.
So he's going to kill Iron Man.
Oh, no.
He's going to kill Thanos, like hopefully.
Yes.
Thanos is probably going to kill Iron Man.
The last blow. I hope he gives the last
blow. Yeah, yeah.
So.
Like, just like Iron Man taking the nuke into outer space.
Yeah.
And being the winner. Like, he has to have that moment. Like, he's got to go over in wrestling terms.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see this movie. It's been fucking, 10 years?
We're all going to try our hardest to see the movie this weekend when it comes out. Richard will definitely see it. He will spoil the fuck out of it for us on the show next week.
Maybe.
Luckily, we are not doing... We're doing all Marvel this week because we are not doing all Marvel next week. We're going to be... we're going to do tabletop gaming, actually, which we called the last remaining taboo nerd a couple of episodes ago.
Right.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to bring it into the light and hang in.
Are we doing games and plugs or are we going to skip?
We're going to do a commercial real quick, and then we're going to come back and do games and plugs. All right. Absolutely. Zoe, that does not help with my sound quality, though. This week's episode is brought to us by our good friends over at Stillwater Brands. As you might have heard at one point or another in the episode, and you will definitely hear in the game portion, for the mini episode, my daughter Zoe is hanging out with us. I'm a parent. Hugh's a parent. And a lot of our guests are parents, and one of the things that we like to do on the show is consume, and a little pull back the curtain magic here is... we record this show in my house where my daughter lives, and so obviously I don't allow smoking cannabis in the house. I don't want it to be able to get over towards her or any secondhand risks, and Ripple and Stillwater products, they allow us to have a controlled dose in a safe, no secondhand risk kind of way. We can control exactly how much we're having, exactly where it's having, without spilling over onto anybody who doesn't necessarily want to consume cannabis while we're recording this show. And so it's just an awesome alternative to smoking. It's one of my favorite edibles products on the market. And go find your favorite Stillwater brand. And we're back. Let's play the game real quick. We'll get out of here real fast. It's a quick and easy one.
Hey.
My Rad Dad.
Rad Dad's going to happen. My daughter is hanging out with us as we record the episode this week, as we just talked about at the commercial. So she's absolutely here for the game. And the game we're playing this week is Superhero Shuffle. The way we're playing it is we're going to do a phonetic or a one-word rhyme from a superhero's name that gives them a new power. And my example, Richard was the one who needed this explained to him, and he didn't hear the rules at all there.
It's my fault.
Yeah, because it's Zoe. This baby's so damn cute. We're going to say it one more time for those listening at home.
People in the cheap seats, yeah, like Richard.
This is for the hearing impaired.
We're going to take a phonetic rhyme or just a rhyme, or we're gonna shuffle around a superhero's name in a way that it'll give them a new power and what that power is. So my example is Iron Man becomes Pylon Man. It's a close rhyme, close sounding, and you know, his superhero power is obviously he can stop traffic at any moment.
So mine is Cider Man off of Spider-Man. He does whatever a cider can.
Which if you warm him, he puts you right to bed at night.
Yeah, he puts you to bed at night. He's all about peace and prosperity. Like this guy's dressed in a nice three-piece suit. He's got like a nice little tie. He walks around with a comb over. He's got his little briefcase. And instead of stopping criminals, he invites them to have cider. This can be like the American version of British tea. He invites them to sit down and have cider and talk through their issues. He can stop any fight by just laying down some cider. He's got a briefcase with extra dimensional space, so it has a table and some cider right there.
His Tony Stark reboot is that he becomes spiced cider. Right.
Nice. All right, Richard, you're up.
Okay, I guess instead of Storm, we're going to do...
Porn?
No! Instead of
Bjorn.
Storm.
Okay, instead of Storm, it's Bjorn. Her Bjorn. She follows new parents around with them and carries their children for them everywhere. And that is a power worth having. Thank you,
that,
Bjorn.
That sounds great. I like this. We'll go with that. I was thinking it's like instead of Storm, we're going to call her Hail.
That's pretty good.
Well, I'm like, this is like, don't mess with her because she won't hit you with snowballs. All right, exactly. We're done.
No, she and just.
I think that's
rains.
A bad term.
She rains on all the on all the bad people's car, and then they have to make insurance.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome.
Through that process, exactly. They
learn sends
them
into bureaucratic hell for the next. Right. That would really ruin chilling like a villain next right. time. They have to respond to what Hale did last week.
Right. What's your name, Hale? I'm angry. Your car a mess now. Make sure
you send us yours that you thought of at Nerd AF Show on your favorite social media. I suggest Twitter and Facebook. We're fastest at responding there. But we're also on Instagram. That also leads us right to our plug.
The Gram.
The Dos Gram. Where are we finding you at online?
Oh,
what's going
you
on
can
in your
find
life?
Me
your
on
plug?
Twitter at Storm78704. Please, leave comment. Let me know what you think about the show. If there's something you want us to talk about, we'll be happy to do it. And I'm also Storm78704 on Instagram. So there we go.
I am at HughJohnson707 on Twitter. Would love to hear feedback about the show. We're also at Nerd AF Show on Twitter. Vince, I know you said that. But I was going to do something mundane. Probably just talk about Goku again or how I have Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2. But I do have to shout out James Shaw Jr. I've been talking a lot about heroes, talking a lot about superheroes. This guy is the best. He stopped a active shooter situation at a Waffle House in Antioch, Tennessee.
We can't even go to Waffle House anymore.
Can't go to Waffle House anymore, but the gunman had an AR-15.
Which was returned to him after being seized by police earlier.
By his father.
By his father, yeah.
But he had an AR-15, he killed four people. This guy, unarmed, tackled
the
shooter and pushed out his AR-15 and got him to flee. He says he's not a hero. Dude, you're a hero.
You're a fucking hero, yeah.
That's legendary.
Yeah, absolutely. Real life hero.
Yeah. So we were talking about heroes, and that came to mind. So
you didn't plug anything. I'm going to make you follow Hugh's plug with something. That was a good fucking plug,
yeah,
dude.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to give my time to that.
Yeah,
I think real heroes. That's awesome.
Yeah, I will too. That'll be, real heroes is
so
my
no
plug
one's
this
following.
Week. Yeah, no, actually not. But I will say that you can find me.
I will follow up with that. That was good.
You can find me at Vinny Chant on just about everything, at Producer Vince on Facebook. And definitely please like, review, share the show wherever you're listening to it, Stitcher, iTunes. If it's not on your favorite podcast app yet, please get in contact with us. We will get it there.
Yes.
nothing helps us more than you telling your friends to give it a listen. Please. And, you know.
And giving us a review.
Reviews help to get in there and review. And we listen to them at SkatePrincess707. We see you in there. We are looking for more women guests.
Yes.
We were auditioning new hosts for Brad. By the way, the new host will be here next week, too. That's going to be exciting.
Very cool.
And so it was a lot of dudes. We're sorry about that. And we're going to transition out of that soon.
Brad, enjoy the netherworld of California.
Yes.
We miss you.
We totally miss you, Force Ghost.
We miss you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking. See you next week.
We out.
Nerd AF is a production of F420. We are produced this week by Mr. Andy Caldwell. Our hosts this week, as they were every week and are every week, are Hugh Johnson and Richard Williams. Our semi-guest was our other producer, me, producer Vince. Thanks so much for listening this week. Remember to get in touch with us on all social medias at Nerd AF Show. Like, review, rate us on all of the podcast apps where you're hearing us. Don't just interact with us. It really helps us if you review the show. So get on it, get you some. Thank you. Thank you.